Welcome to the NewsHour. International oil prices topped $100 a barrel today after Houthi rebels in Yemen claimed they attacked two oil tankers in the Red Sea, raising new fears of disruptions to global energy supplies.
In response, President Trump warned if the Houthis attack another ship, the U.S. would inflict, quote, major military punishment. And he also warned of escalation inside Iran. Here's Nick Schifrin with more.
In the Red Sea overnight, a new front in the widening war with Iran. A Saudi oil tanker engulfed in flames, attacked by the Iranian-backed Houthis off the coast of Yemen. The Houthis are threatening to shut down the Bab al-Mandeb, right next to territory they control and a vital shipping route that's a gateway to the Red Sea. 12% of all world trade passes through the Bab al-Mandeb, and it's especially key for oil exports from Saudi Arabia that the Houthis had been threatening to block. The tension increased last week when Saudi Arabia bombed a Houthi-controlled airport before an aircraft landed that the Saudis worried were carrying Iranian weapons back from the funeral of former Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. The Houthis then targeted a Saudi airport. It's the most serious cross-border attack since 2022, when an unofficial truce ended nearly a decade of war that today the Houthi military spokesperson threatened to restart.
If there is any stupidity targeting our country, it will be faced with major operations in the depths of their lands.
This will become a problem for the whole world.
Today, Secretary of State Marco Rubio highlighted what the U.S. has long described as Iranian weapons and military advice sent to Houthi leadership.
The Houthis, frankly, got snookered into this thing by the Iranians, and they were smart to stay out of it, and they should stay out of it, and they should stop.
A sentiment echoed by President Trump today, who warned major military punishment will be inflicted upon Iran and, of course, the Houthis themselves, who I am very disappointed with in that they have, until now, acted very professionally and smart.
We're doing very well against the Islamic Republic of Iran.
President Trump also today indicated he might escalate the war inside Iran after the 12th consecutive day of American strikes. Iran said the U.S. attacked a border crossing into Iraq, killing at least two. The U.S. says its strikes are further degrading Iran's control over the Strait of Hormuz.
The president's policy is a head for an eye.
And Rubio dismissed the chance of diplomacy.
The president doesn't see a lot of utility in responding to their overtures at this point, because, frankly, Iran is clearly not ready to make a deal, at least not one they're willing to live by.
But Iran shows no sign of stopping its attacks, once again launching missiles at more of the U.S.'s Arab allies, including Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain, while American strikes focused on Iran's west. The drumbeat of escalation is driving up gas prices and pushed the price of oil to its highest level since May, before the U.S.-Iran ceasefire. And tonight, U.S. forces sit poised, ready to escalate across the region. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.